Hello, everyone. This is Mimi Smiley with Gratitude Groove. We're sharing your daily gratitudes, quirky ideas, happy moments, and positive thoughts is a cool thing to do. Today, I am very grateful for something called white space. What in the heck is that? That gap of time. That little pocket of time that you have for yourself. I'll give you an example. Have you ever had a calendar, a personal calendar or a date book, and every day, every slot is crammed with things for you to do, but there seems to be just one little white spot, one gap that's free, that's actually empty. It seems like a miracle, but that's your white space. That's your opportunity to take a little time out. Now, if you're like me, a lot of times you're like, what do you, this is unimaginable. I don't have time for this. But how is it other people always seem to have more time to do the things that they want to do and still get things done? I mean, I've been invited to parties and, to travel, to shop, and all this fun game time, but I'm like, I have responsibilities. Well, guess what? They have responsibilities too. But they made a decision to do something they wanted to do, and they stuck with that decision. What's the difference between them and you? Well, they learned how to prioritize their wants and their needs, and they stick with it. Now, some of the decisions people make may be frivolous to you, irresponsible, but guess what? That's your opinion. You don't know the situation, and they're doing what makes them happy. Let me ask you, what would you do if you had that white space or that gap of time? What would you do? Sometimes we're so lost in our responsibilities, we lose ourselves. Would you take some play time? Would you read? You got to figure out how to do you before you totally lose you. Let me give you an example. I'll never forget when I was in college, or especially in grad school, and the idea of playtime was ridiculous. I'm a new student at the SSA University of Chicago, and I'll never forget the graduating students. They had like a prep talk with us. And one of the students, she said, "Look, I'm almost out of here, but I'm going to give you some advice. Whatever gaps of time you have, always have your readings or schoolwork with you. I don't care if you're doing laundry. I don't care if you're running an errand. I don't care what chores you have. I don't care if you're eating lunch. Read, read as much as possible." Well, I took her advice, and it even annoyed people. "Aren't you going to take a break? Aren't you going to get some rest?" But I said, "No, I'm on a mission. I have to complete this assignment." And I did get that degree. But the point is, I made a decision and stuck with it. I prioritized what I needed to do to get that degree while working full time. So now that I've conquered that challenge, what am I going to do with that white space of free time for myself? Well, one thing you can do is create a vision board of the things and wants and desires you want for yourself in the future. and set those goals. Sometimes if you see it posted up before you or carry it with you, and then you repeat affirmations about what you want to do and who you are as an individual, you can accomplish those goals. Upon that note, I want to thank you so much for lending me your listening ears. I'm grateful for you. I hope you all have a gratitude groovy day. And remember, every day, I don't care how long the pocket of time is for yourself, fill that white space for yourself. Everyone have a gratitude groovy day. Bye-bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.